in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
Our concern really is that in as much as we respect the rights of workers to demand what if they are aggrieved, but we don't believe that in doing so they must engage in illegal and violent strike, which only serves to inconvenience and disrupt the delivery of services in the city. We believe that if workers are aggrieved, they must follow the right channels using the platforms that are provided for in law, that being the bargaining council and even the labor court, if they so wish. What we are against is the illegal strike, which has now turned very violent and has disrupted the delivery of basic services in the city.
You are talking about the employees or workers, but what about the homeowners, the ratepayers? I mean, they are paying the refuse waste collection, the monthly charge onto the Itigwini municipality bill. Should that be paid to the council, as no dirt or refuse has been collected now for some time?
That is exactly the position that he is taking in saying, instead of inconveniencing the ratepayers, and I must remind the workers that are on strike that the ratepayers are the ones who are paying their salaries. Instead of inconveniencing them over the past 3 weeks, what they should be doing is to follow the right protocols. They've got unions, the employers represented, so that they don't inconvenience and turn ratepayers into victims. We don't believe that people must pay for services that they don't receive from the municipality.
Are these demands genuine, and what sort of impact would this have to ratepayers if granted?
Whether the demands are genuine or not, that is a discussion that the workers and the employer must have. But we don't believe that currently the finances of the city are enough to be able to address the workers' demands. You would know, everyone who lives in Durban would know that for the past few months or even years, we've had challenges in terms of water service, water supply in the areas in the north and in the south, and in fact across the city. The municipality is not collecting enough revenue to be able to sustain itself. So we don't believe that this is the right time for these demands. But of course, that is a discussion that the workers must have with the employer. But our interest really is the ratepayers of the city, the residents of the city, who must not be turned into pawns in a political game that is now ensuing in the city.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.